course, one here. From this side as well, there were five little ones over here. Man, if you were all as five people times whatever, wow, it's going to be loud in here. That's going to be good. Well, thanks for allowing us to worship with you in your church. And I call on Sister Johanna now to share with us. Come.
Good morning. We sang a perfect testimony as we were walking in. Great things he has taught us. Great things he has done. And great our rejoicing in Jesus the Son. That is our, I hope you feel officially welcomed. You have to wait for me to welcome you. I hope you all feel very at home here. Maybe you've been here before. Maybe you've sat in these seats also. We're so happy to see you here. This is our room where we do all kinds of things. We play games. We have our Bible lesson. We have done some very interesting and intense competitive things this period. You can see the score. We're on the edge of our seats to see who's going to take this one home, okay? But we have been exploring, most importantly, we've been exploring our theme for this year, which is heart to heart. God's heart to our heart. Our heart to God's heart. There are some things that we really feel that God wants us to know. I mean, there's a lot of things, right? But we tried to pick out some of the things that he says specifically to us. You'll see them around the room. Abide in me. Call out to me and I will answer you. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I'll never turn you away. I love you with an everlasting love. Come to me and I will give you rest. I will lead you in the way you should go. And he calls us his daughters. In our work together, we've also been studying our response. So God says these words to us, and what is our heart's response? We've explored praise, worship, of course, thanksgiving, and presenting our hearts to God for him to do with what he wants. Just dedicating our lives to him. You've joined us at a very interesting time in the period. It is the end. The very end. And you know what happens at the end of the camp period? Everybody, counselors and campers, everybody's kind of at their limit. So I kind of thought, well, this is going to be an interesting day. But I'm sure we'll keep it together for a little while for you, right? It is an interesting day, but I also can't think of a better benediction for us. We are going to sing a song for you. We are going to tell you about, do our whole memory work. We memorized Psalm 139. And that's what we want to leave you with. That's what we want to leave our girls with. In Psalm 139, I'm sure you're familiar, the psalmist asks us a question. Well, he asks God a question. He asks, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? I don't know if it's in our hearts that we want to flee from God's presence, but this is the question. Maybe on Monday or on Tuesday, we're going to get back to work or we're going to get back to our house, and hopefully we don't get whiplash from that, from going to camp back to our regular lives. But it doesn't matter. We don't have to be here to be in the presence of God. We can't go anywhere without being in the presence of God. We hope and pray that we see each of these girls again. We have been having such a wonderful time. We have a great group. And we hope and pray that we see them again. But we might not. I don't know where the path is going to take each one. I don't know where God's path is going to take you. But there is nowhere that we can go that we're not in the presence of God. That's our desire. And so we thank him and we praise him for that. We thank you so much for praying for us. We have definitely felt it. We want to tell you more about God's goodness, and that's what we're going to do right now. So, okay, girls, here we go.
Psalm 139. You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You on my tongue. You, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me, your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. If only you, God, would slay the wicked. Away from me, you who are bloodthirsty. They speak of you with evil intent. Your adversaries misuse your name. Do I not hate those who hate you, Lord, and abhor those who are in rebellion against you? I have nothing but hatred for them. I count them my enemies. Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
cross.
Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your great mercy. Lord, we thank you for the truths that have been taught to these young ladies, Lord. And we pray that in these days they would become so very real. And Lord, as many return home tomorrow, Lord, I pray that you continue to work in their hearts and cause them to remind you of all the good things that they have learned. Lord, continue your good work in each heart and each life, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We pray this in your name. Amen. Well, thank you for leading us in worship. Now, how do you all memorize 24 verses in 7 days? Seriously, how did you memorize? Tell me how that was done. I can figure out how to do something even half as long. But very good. Thank you for sharing with us those wonderful truths in God's word. Let's stand together, take our hymnals, and sing number 44, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine. Number 44 in our green hymnal.
I want to say thank you. We do this at different times, and places during the different periods. I've never done it on a Sunday morning, but I thought this morning it would be appropriate to do that. We have a lot of staff that give of themselves, not just the first year, but through the summer. We have counselors that we see here this morning. We haven't all been identified, I guess, but they're here, been working with our children and our youth. There's a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that we don't see. Office staff and nurses and lifeguards and cooks. And, there's just a lot, as many of you know, that goes into this. And I'd like to say thank you for the sake of all of us, for your ministry here, for your service to God, for the work that you're doing in the village and the cottage, ministering to these young people. All of these things are eternal. All of them are eternal. And I know that sometimes it's difficult, and sometimes there's a sacrifice for those who choose to come to camp to serve. I hear very often, I've been in that place myself over many years, there come times where you have to make some difficult decisions. And you question, well, should I continue? Do I do it? Can I do it this year? But thank God, you keep coming back. And others keep coming back. And God has been faithful here at camp. But we do want to say thank you. Your ministry and your service and your servant's heart is appreciated, and it's not overlooked. And we pray God's blessing upon all of you. It has been a good period. We have certainly seen those who have been serving the Lord with gladness. And so we pray God's blessing upon you and rest, at least for a little bit, maybe a day, when we get back home. I hope you scheduled a buffer day before you have to go back to work, at least. But thank you. May God bless you.